This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Jumping center for the Redskins will be 6'8 senior Carter Sobble. For the Piesaw Birds, it'll be 6'5 junior Addis Moore, and we're ready to get this one underway. Nokomis controls the tip. They will be going from left to right as we look down on the floor. Herbstreet with the ball, takes it over on the wing as he'll dish it off to Seth Johnson into Sobble at the low post. He surveys the situation and kicks it back up top. It'll go to Kendall Knodel. Knodel will send it back up top to Herbstreet. He'll reset the offense. Tosetti, the guard over here on the right wing, gets the ball now against the zone defense. No, the man-to-man defense for the Piesaw Birds, And inside will go Sobble with a power move. And despite the fact he had a Piesaw Bird hanging on his arm, the big guy was strong enough to get the shot to drop.
Yeah, he's done a good job. That was a good, strong move. He's gotten from a freshman to a sophomore, junior, now as a senior. Very strong in there, able to absorb that contact and finish.
Foul will go on Brady Salzman. Salzman will pick up his first. Sobble to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Couple of dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. Two of my favorite guys in the world, one on each side. Gary Boker Jr. over here on my right. Brant Alexander Boker over here on my left. So it's Boker, Boker, and Boker on the bench here this evening as the Piesaw Birds will work the perimeter. Day going to give the ball up in the corners. He'll try to swing it back out against that double team. Gets it off to Salzman. Salzman to Seifried. Now off to Dade in the corner. His shot will not go. Sobble comes up with a rebound. And away go the Redskins back the other way. Got to see a little bit of the action as they took on Marquette last week. A very well-disciplined team are the Nokomis Redskins. And, Gary, what's new about that?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Every year, the same thing. Coach Kimbrough does a great job and been doing it for four decades.
Now the shot is missed, but there's the Redskins to come up with an offensive rebound, as this time it was Seth Johnson who pulled down the board, kicked it out, and said, let's reset. So they'll take it out front to Evan Herbstreet. Over on the wing, he'll go, giving it off to Knodel. Knodel back over to the right wing into Sobble. Sobble gets a double team on the low post. He'll step out with one dribble and pass it out, and they'll go back up top. Alex Tosetti's going to set things up between the circles, dish it off on the wing to Herbstreet. Herbstreet's going to do a little dribble drive. He gets stopped, picks up his dribble, gives it to Sobble, 15-footer on the elbow. Yes! When the big guy can put it up on the elbow, you know you got problems defensively.
Yeah, he has a nice soft touch out there and shoots the ball very well.
And here comes that patented 1-2-2 defense. Redskins going to spread it out a little bit over half court. Good kick save there by Herbstreet, as the Piesaw Birds will reset, taking the ball out of bounds over on the far sideline. 5:59 to go, first quarter, 5-0. Nokomis with the lead. Thus far, we have had four games in the shootout. We've had four running clocks, and of course, the Piesaw Birds, we'll see if they can avert that here in game number five. Inside the pass goes to Moore, off to Salzman, baseline jumper, way too long, way too strong. Sobble there with a rebound. He'll dish it out to Tosetti, who'll set the offense up. Alex dribbles over to the left, dishes off to Johnson. Johnson to Sobble. Sobble at the three-point line. Whoop, this one will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Oh, good tip save there by Herbstreet. Got over the top without making contact, and that's not easy to do. They'll reset the offense at the 5:20 mark with the Redskins leading 5-0. It's Tosetti with the ball, giving it off on the wing to Johnson. Seth in the corner to Knodel. Three-point shot, no good. Addis Moore comes up with the rebound. Slowly, he'll bring the ball down. Pressure defense for the Redskins. Moore picks up his dribble to Shookman. Now to Day in the corner. Day back to Shookman, has his pocket pick as Tosetti comes up with a steal. Turnover number one on SWHS into Sobble. And the big guy with a nice soft touch lays that off the glass on the left side. And the Piesaw Birds need a timeout. They'll take a 30-second break. 4:53 to go, first quarter, 7-0, Nokomis over Southwestern. You're listening to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker Sr., along with Gary Boker Jr. We're about ready to get this back in action as Seifried is going to inbound. He'll give it off to Day. Day brings it across midcourt. Now he'll find Seifried off the glass and good. Piesaw Birds with a good give and go there.
Great job of keeping his head up under the pressure. Found the open guy for the layup. Got to do that. That's key against this Nokomis defense.
And so that makes it 7-2 coming out of the timeout. The Piesaw Birds get what they wanted there, a couple of points for sure. Now they'll go back inside to Sobel. He'll power up off the glass, and that shot will drop. He'll go to the free throw line. The big man, hard to stop in the post.
I've been watching. I loved Coach Kimbrough through the years that everything that's come and gone, the triangle, the dribble drive, the pass and cut, every different kind of offense over the last 40 years, he's stuck with what's simple, what works, and just keeps working.
And Sobel will make the free throw just like that. He has 10 points, all 10 points for the Redskins, who lead 10-2. Now a steal for Tossetti as Tossetti picks the pocket of the Piesaw Birds. That's not easy to say either. He'll set the offense up. They'll go 1-4 low. Sobel's going across to set a screen as they're going to the basket. A little bit of contact there, no foul call. They're able to keep the ball, are the Redskins. Now it's going to bounce almost out of bounds, but Sobel, showing some quickness, got to the corner, ran it down before it went out of bounds. Off to Tossetti. He'll stop and pop from the elbow. No good. Sobel was skying for the rebound, but just mistimed it a wee bit. Trailing 10-2, here come the Piesaw Birds. Salzman with a long shot, too long. Comes up to Masher, who just came into the ball game, who picks up the rebound. Back the other way will go the Nokomis Redskins. As this time, it'll be Herbstreit setting the offense. He'll swing it over on the left wing to Seth Johnson. To Sobel up top, thought about a three. Instead, he'll pass over on the right wing to Herbstreit. Herbstreet's going to kick it back up top to Tossetti. Tossetti to Sobel. Good ball movement by the Redskins. Now, just as I say that, they toss one away. I have that down as the first turnover on the Redskins tonight. Leading 10-2, Piesaw Birds going to get the ball back. How many times have you seen this defense right here?
Too many.
Whoa, throwing the ball down in the corner. Salzman couldn't save it as he tried to pass it back. It goes out of bounds. As you said, a lot of people say, well, how do you prepare for a team? You don't know this, you don't know that about them. You do know everything about the Nokomis Redskins, and they're still hard to prepare for.
That's it. You know exactly what they're going to do. I had a coach call me 1 year. This has probably been 15 years ago. He said, well, you know, I said, if you get a game film from 1985, it's the same offense, the same defense. They just run it great, and they do everything very well. They're going to have their hands in the passing lanes. They're going to do everything properly. Good, simple offense. Post guys are going to set good screens. They're going to go strong. They're going to finish strong under the basket.
And if they don't, they're going to pay the price with the coach, right?
That's it.
Foul is going to go against the Piesaw Birds, Gavin Day, as he's going to get caught on the reach end on Sobel as Sobel was going up. Carter will shoot two. First free throws up and good. Sobel, a 6'8 senior. A lot of people in the Prairie State and throughout mid-Illinois are glad to hear that finally a senior for Mr. Sobel.
And more importantly, that the next Sobel is a girl. So they won't be on the boys' team. She will be terrorizing the girls' side.
I was going to say, you bet she's going to be a good one anyway. Now the Piesaw Birds come away with a rebound. They go down quickly. Seifried, comes up with it. He's shot misses, but the Piesaw Birds maintain possession. Gavin Day on the dribble. Poke check there by Tossetti. Ball goes out of bounds. A couple of ladies over there got a little scared, didn't they?
Yeah, there's a front row action there. You got to be ready. You got to have those hands up.
If you're going to sit on the front row, you better be expecting that because the action is going fast and furious. Moore with a long-range three-pointer. I thought that was going to bring rain, or probably with this temperature, snow.
Yep.
But in any event, the Piesaw Birds missed the shot. The Redskins get the rebound. They'll look to go inside once again. They have the ball down in the corner to Nodal. Nodal back up to Sobel. Sobel shot off the back iron. Salzman with the rebound. Gage Lane waiting to get into the lineup for the Piesaw Birds. Lane Gage coming in at the next juncture. However, coming down quickly is Tossetti. Tossetti shots up. It's no good, but there's Sobel to get the rebound and the putback. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 points. All of the points for the Redskins scored by Sobel here in the early going. Now a pass intended for Day. He's able to deflect it, then control it. And the pass is deflected and goes out of bounds, and it'll still be Piesaw Bird ball. Kennedy Lynn on the other end listening to Daddy and Gaga.
Awesome.
Just want to let you know.
Well, she has a Christmas party with her summer softball team. they're getting together. I thought that's pretty neat. They've got a summer softball team, but they stay getting together during the winter, do a little bit of training together, and today they're just going to have a little Christmas party.
Carter Sobel went airborne trying to block Addis Moore's shot. Moore very wisely, good fake, got him in the air, got him to make the foul. Now Addis Moore looking for his first points of the night will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 13-2 with 90 seconds to go. Moore's shot comes up short. Wow. The 6'5 junior needed to have one more biscuit this morning, I'd say.
That's it.
Let's see how he does on the second one. Up, and it's a little long. Well, if he'd have put the two of them together, he'd have had a couple of good free throws, but instead he's 0 for 2. Piesaw Birds still setting on two as they trail 13-2 as Evan Herbstreet brings the ball down the lane. He'll stop, pop. No, nice pass inside to Nodal. Nodal's shot is deflected, but there to save the day, Seth Johnson. Back over on the other side, it'll go to Sobel. Spin move into a double team. Makes no difference. Carter Sobel, a man amongst boys out there.
He is. Two guys can't stop him. You have to bring a third one over.
That's 15 points in the first quarter. We still have a minute to play. Another steal for the Redskins. Sobel leading a 2-on-1. He'll go up against Moore. Moore deflects that shot just enough that it goes off the rim. Piesaw Birds with four turnovers on the first quarter. Salzman off the glass and good. Brady
good
Salzman.
Good finish there under the basket. And more importantly, Sobel was way at the other end. Get that thing up there quickly.
You're a lot more confident. Did you notice? He did hurry that shot. Looked over his shoulder and said he's not there. Now the Redskins, they're going to slow it down and play for the final shot of the first quarter. Leading 15-4, Alex Tosetti holds the ball up high, and then he'll give the ball off to Sobel, who'll give it back to him. Carter says, I don't want it until I'm ready to shoot it. You guys can play around, pass it all you want. Just wait until it's shoot time. Get the ball into me, said the big guy. They'll try to do just that. Herbstreet's going to go baseline. He'll kick it back. Instead, it's going to go to Nodal. Nodal's shot's going to go up short, and the first quarter comes to a close with Nokomis 15, Southwestern 4. First quarter's in the book. Back to second quarter action on WSMI. Let's do two. Oh, let's do three. Let's do three, please. Lane Gage goes over to the far side to get the ball to start the second quarter. Jeremy Smith, had let a little youngster, what, maybe a year old, hold the ball between quarters. He was excited. Day's 3 points a little bit long, a little bit strong. Jake Johnson into the ball game for the Redskins to start play here in the second quarter. Sobel's going to get a well-deserved rest. 15 points in a quarter, that deserves rest, wouldn't you think?
I think so. I think he's earned that. Piesaw Birds go 1-3-1 here.
Now they switch the defense, trying to figure out a way to shut Sobel down, and the best way to shut him down is let him go over and sit down on the bench.
This is one of those situations you don't want the clock to stop while he's out in case they check him back in.
Yeah.
Keep the ball inbounds.
Keep the clock running, yes.
Don't call any timeouts.
This is one thing that I have noticed in a couple of times I've seen film on the Redskins. They are a very patient team. Evan Herbstreet works his way in and gets a layup for his first 2 points of the game. But the Redskins do a good job of moving the ball around and making the defense make adjustments. And when they finally make a mistake, they make you pay. Now the Redskins' defense comes up with a steal for the Piesaw Birds. 5 turnovers, only 4 points. When you have more turnovers than points, not a good setup.
Not a good combination there.
Now a couple of the Redskins getting ready to come back in. Nick Masher's going to see some action, and looks like Carter Sobel's well rested. He'll come back in. Oh, nice entry pass, taking it into Seth Johnson, and Johnson never brought the ball down above his head. Caught it, put it right up, quick as could be. That's what you like.
He goes Herbstreet with the pass, too. He made a really nice look in there.
Speaking of names, how many times have you associated the word Herbstreet with assist?
That's it.
They're the distributors
they
for Nokomis for the years and years and years. This foul's going to go against Seth Johnson. It'll be his first.
I think I have a few scouting reports probably laid in the basement. The Herbstreet thing's still on them.
Could have been dad, may have even been grandpa. Who knows? They've been there for years and excellent ball players, generation after generation. Shookman now passes the ball down and has it stolen away. Turnover number 6 on SWHS. Sobel in the corner, gives it off to Masher. Masher back up top to Herbstreet. Herbstreet swings it back on the wing to Masher. into Sobel, who's triple teamed. Moore had it. Now they're going to call a jump ball. The arrow will favor the Redskins, so it will not be a turnover as they'll maintain possession. Evan Herbstreit will kick it in to Nick Masher. Masher to Sobel. Sobel comes out on the three-point line, and he'll dish it off to Alex Tossetti. Tossetti on the free throw line extended over on the left side. Goes up top to Herbstreit, who gives it back to Tossetti. They'll set up three postmen over on one side of the lane. Kicking out on the wing to Masher. That'll isolate Sobel over on the other side. Instead, they'll go back up top for a three-point shot for Herbstreit. It won't go. And the putback is good by who?
Sobel with a tip. Good hands. He's done that with his left hand and his right hand underneath that. That's really impressive.
Ambidextrous, and now he shows off his defensive skills. Whoa! He goes into the basket. Gavin Day's going to get the foul, but I guarantee you he got the worst of that deal as he didn't get set in time, and Day's going to pick up his second foul. Took guts just to stand
there. It did. He stood there and took the charge and just got there a little bit late. Sobel puts it in. Now he's got a chance for a three-point play.
Up, and it's good. Tell you what, he's now 4 for 5 in the free throw line and 8 field goals. Several rebounds and a couple steals already, and we're still in the first half. Pass down the sideline, goes out of bounds. Another turnover. That an unforced error on the Paisal Birds, and that is their 7th turnover. With 5:03 to go until halftime, 24-4 is the Nokomis lead as we take a timeout. You're listening to the Teetot Shootout versus Cancer from Lincoln Wood High School, and you're listening on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker Sr. alongside Gary Boker Jr. alongside Brant Alexander Boker. We have Boker, Boker, and Boker watching this ball game. And, of course, the three of us all have connection in one way or another with Southwestern. But right now I'd say the connection is between the Nokomis Redskins and these orange rims up here on each end, as they seem like they're controlling the basketball game.
They are. They're doing a great job of just taking exactly what they do well and making you stop it, figure out a way to do it.
So now the Redskins will inbound. Sobel at the head of the key for three. This one rattles around. Moore fighting for the rebound. He gets control of it. Going to be a foul called against Nick Masher, as Masher is going to pick up his first personal foul. Only the third team foul against Nokomis. So the Paisal Birds with 4:42 showing on the second quarter clock. Trailing by 20, they'll bring the ball in to Seifried. Seifried dribbles down the left side, almost into a double team at midcourt. He reverses, getting close to a 10-second count. He gets through just in time, tries to pass off to Salzman. It's low, but Salzman recovers, gives it off to Seifried. His shot off the glass, no good. Coming up with the rebound is Nick Masher. Masher and the Redskins head down to the other end. They're going from left to right as we look down on the action here this afternoon. 24-20, it's a 20-point lead for Nokomis over Southwestern. Stop and pop from 10 feet is Evan Herbstreit, as he'll pick up his second basket of the day, give him 4 points. Seifried to the free throw line. He'll circle out and give it off to Moore. Addis stops and pops on the baseline. It won't go. Nodal comes up with a rebound. He'll dish it off to Tossetti, who looks over to Coach Kimbrough, gets some instructions on the offense. 3:40 to go till halftime, 26-4, Nokomis with the lead. Over on the wing it goes to Masher. Masher goes down low. Up top it'll go now to Sobel. Sobel between the circles, takes it over to the right wing to Tossetti. Alex looking for cutters coming through the lane. He's looking for Nodal. Nodal gets the ball at the elbow, now gives it back to Tossetti. Tossetti dishes it up top to Herbstreit. Over on the left wing it goes to Sobel for a three. Nope. Rattle around. Finally found something that maybe he doesn't do too well, and that's make three-point shots as he's rattled two of them off. And the Paisal Birds come back with it. Addis Moore going to try his first tray, and he gets bottom of the net.
For good the shot Paisal, there.
Yeah, for the Paisal Birds to be successful, he has to be hitting his shots and shooting them.
That was a good job of taking it inside, not forcing anything up, get it back out, make the extra pass, and he hits the shot.
And that makes it 26-7 with 2:45 to go till halftime. Nodal with the shot on the left elbow. It's up, and it's good. Kendall Nodal with a nice shot there. As he just simply squared, found range, and hit that shot easily, making it 28-7. Schickman now with the ball. Gives it off to Seifried. Seifried down in the corner to Moore. Moore being guarded by Sobel. Can't get the shot to go over him, so he'll kick it back around. They'll reverse to the opposite side. To Salzman. Bounce pass to Seifried. Too hot to handle. There's where he had the right idea. Put too much mustard on that one.
Well, he saw it just a little bit too late. He was open under the basket early. Saw it too late. Thought, I got to rush the pass now. Threw it a little too hard. Threw it through his hands for a turnover.
Turnover number 8 on the Piesaw Birds. 8 turnovers, 7 points. They trail by 21. 2:10 till halftime here in game number 5 of the Teetote Shootout versus Cancer. Tosetti going down the lane has his pocket pick, but there to save him is Evan Herbstreit. He'll retrieve the loose ball, and they'll reset the offense back up top as we go inside 2 minutes. Second quarter action, Tosetti going to drive. Now he'll kick it out on the wing to Seth Johnson. Seth Johnson looking for guys inside. Jake Johnson with the shot. So it's Johnson and Johnson getting the job done.
Good job of posting up in there and finishing. Coach Kimbrough always teaches that well. You turn, nothing fancy. Turn, put the ball in the basket.
Turn, shoot, go back, play defense. That's all it takes. Expect the shot to go in every time. Isn't that what you say? Expect to win?
That's it.
There you go. Gavin Day with the ball over on the left wing. He's double-teamed. He's able to dribble out of it. Dribbles into the lane. Goes through a scoop shot. Up and good. Gavin Day with a nice move to the basket. I like the way he threaded the needle.
Yeah, he went in there, did a great job. We always talk about attacking the elbow. When he got to the elbow, he saw, hey, it's open all the way to the lane. Took it to the other side of the rim and finished.
So many times a guy will do that. He'll attack and get there and stop for no reason. If there's nobody there, the best offense is a 1-on-0, right?
That's it.
And he converted that one and picks up the points. Now it's 30-9. We head to the final minute of the first half. Tosetti with the ball out between the circles, being guarded by Seifried. They'll set up 1-4. And give the open area to Tosetti. Oh, a nice scoop pass there to Tosetti into the lane. Gets the ball back. Gets a three off the iron. Won't go. Going to be a push-off. And I believe that's going to go against Jake Johnson. As Jake will pick up his first. That's only the fourth team foul against Nokomis. And so the Piesaw Birds will inbound. Just into the game for SWHS is Aaron Frost. Frost going to cut to the corner. Day's going to take the ball on the elbow and go up top. He'll reset the offense with Moore at one of the post positions over on the elbow. Day trying to penetrate. Gets into a double team. Oh, nice pass Moore, who cuts that diagonal across to Seifried. Pass, shoot. That's the way you like it.
Great look there. Turn around. Eyes to the basket. Saw the man underneath. Made the pass. Basket's good.
I love that open diagonal pass down the lane. Gets the defense looking one way, and you can come back the other way. Now Moore with a shot, or with a block of the shot, just at the buzzer. We have come to halftime, and the Nokomis Redskins own a 30-11 lead on the Piesaw Birds. We'll take this break, come back with more halftime, as you're listening to the Terrytote Shootout versus Cancer from Lincolnwood High School. You're listening to it on WSMI. Two-pointer by Salzman is the way we get things started here in the third quarter as the Piesaw Birds draw to within 30-13 and get the first basket of the second half. Now it'll be Herbstreit bringing the ball down, gives it off to Tosetti. Tosetti's going to set things up. Piesaw Birds look like they're packed into a 2-3 zone. He'll go out in the corner to get Herbstreit, and Seifried's going to tip the ball, but Sobel's going to come away with it. Ooh. Sobel got the shot blocked. That doesn't happen very often. They get the pass back inside. He'll power up this time. Another time it's blocked, and another time no call. Tell you what, they're making the big man earn his way in there, aren't they?
Hey, the Piesaw Birds have come out scrappy here, though. I like that. They've got hands-on passes. Didn't come up the loose ball, as you would hope, but they've got after just a little bit here in this first possession by Nokomis.
It doesn't take any more to put forth the effort. Whether the talent is there or not, give it all you got and be happy with it. Well, Tosetti is happy with that as he gets his first points of the night. He'll get bottom of the net from over here on the left side. Makes it 33-13, a 20-point affair. That time Moore almost threw it away. Gets it into Schuckman. Oh, Schuckman's shot goes up and in. Nice soft shot there by Cale Schuckman.
Good penetration right in the middle of the lane. Get the ball up to the rim and it goes in. Nice soft touch.
He's listed at 5'9", and that may be generous, but he went in with a tall timber and got good results, didn't he?
He did.
Now over on the wing, it'll go to Tosetti. Tocetti will hold the ball high over his head. Free throw line extended, right side. Inside, cutter goes in. Oh, Seifried comes up with a nice block there as he posted up low and stayed right with that guy. Good, clean block. Paisaw Birds bring it back the other way. Trailing 33-15, 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Game number 5 of the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Day to Shookman, into the corner, it goes to Moore. Moore being double-teamed there, he's in trouble, gets the ball out. Coach Dar sees he's in trouble, so he'll take a timeout. As he takes a timeout, we're going to keep it here and go over our scores of the games earlier today. First game was a girls' game. Who won that one, Gary?
The Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers, 54-11 over Lincolnwood. Game number 2, girls' game, Carlinville 61, Pawnee 15. And in the boys' side, Carrollton 66, Carlinville 28. On the boys' side, North Mac defeated Gillespie the game right before ours, 78-46. I got to listen to a little bit of that one on the way in. Sounds like North Mac has some shooters.
North Mac indeed has some shooters. Of course, one of them is T.J. Wilson's son. And you know how these coaches' sons are. They spend a lot of time in the gym and become prolific shooters, and we're hoping that continues in the family tradition. But nonetheless, Wilson, a great shooter, and Grant Thorman, I tell you what, that kid can really put it up from three-point land as well. And both of them, good ball handlers. They distribute the ball as well as scoring. I like this North Mac bunch. I like them to be favored in the county tournament later this season. But the Piasol Birds will inbound following the timeout. Seifried's shot no good. Shookman comes up with a rebound. He goes in there, and then Tocetti trying to steal the ball is going to get called for a bump and run defense.
Yeah, as you said, Shookman in there, 5'9 against 6'8. Comes out of there with the rebound. Great job going to the boards.
That is the first foul on Tocetti. Shookman will inbound, gets the ball into Seifried, to Salzman. Salzman goes into the corner, don't want to go there, kicks it out to Seifried. Seifried looked for Moore. Moore's covered, now he's uncovered. Get the pass off to him. Off to Salzman in the corner for three. Will not go. Coming up with the rebound, Evan Herbstreit.
Great job there by the pass over to the inside-outside look. Got the ball to the high post, kicked it back out. And again, getting the hands-on passes there. Southwestern doing a good job in the zone.
You got to like that when they take the ball in and you get the ball back out to the perimeter because, oh, bad pass there. Going to be stolen away for turnover number 8 on SWHS. Now down at the other end, shot's going to go, and Shookman's going to get called for the foul. So that was double trouble there.
Yeah, it was. Seth Johnson comes up with the steal, takes it down, finishes the layup, gets fouled. He'll be at the line for the three-point play.
And that, of course, is what coaches love, not only to make the steal but then convert at the other end, and he may convert with a three-point play the old-fashioned way as Seth is going to toe that line with his left foot, take a couple of dribbles. He'll spin it a couple of times. Lefty going to eye it, going to try it, going to buy it. Is there any doubt? Lefties never fail, right?
Never.
Seifried now facing that pressure as the Redskins have all 5 defenders up in the backcourt. They are putting hard pressure on the Piasaw Birds. They'll break that pressure and get the ball down today. Gavin will bring the ball down on the dribble. He'll come back up top between the circles and reset as the Piasaw Birds trail by 21. Off to Seifried it goes. Seifried down in the corner today. Thought about a three. Instead, they'll reverse it. Salzman's got a three on the other side. It's bottom of that.
Good ball reversal, good movement. You got a guy over there that can make it. That's what, you know, we were talking about having the success against Nokomis. Told Brandt that, you know, the big thing was being able to have guys that could handle the ball, reverse the ball quickly, then somebody's got to be able to make that three on the other side.
Well, the thing
when I had those guys, I was a pretty smart coach.
Well, more often than not, the Paina Panthers had those shooters, and that's one thing I'll say for you as far as encouraging. I don't know if in your coaching tenure you ever took a kid out for shooting a shot. If he didn't shoot when he should have, he could have been in trouble. You were a shooter's coach, that's for
sure. Shoot first, ask questions later.
There you go. Halfway through quarter number 3, 36-18, the Redskins have the Piasaw Birds double. Sobel, who's been rather quiet, kicks the ball off to Tocetti. His shot won't go. They'll fight for it, and Herbstreit comes up with it. Into the corner to Sobel. Sobel looking to distribute. Going to kick the ball down to Tocetti. Back to Sobel it goes. Sobel got bumped. Nobody cares. He's big enough to handle it. He just shed it off. Here we go. Oh, nice lead pass to Seifried, but there's Sobel there to make the stop. So there at one end, he's making a power move to the basket, gets all the way to the other end to get the block shot. That's end-to-end action.
You know, Seifried looked over his shoulder. I think if he just would have taken that up immediately, he might have got it off before Sobel got there, but always looking over your shoulder to find where that big 6'8 guy's at.
I was going to say, you're playing out there, Sobel's out there. You want to know where he is all the time.
You know where he is all the time.
Foul going to be called on the play as they're going to call the foul on Salzman, who will Brady will pick up his second. It'll send Carter Sobel to the free throw line. Guess what? He's looking for his first point of the second half, just over 5 minutes to go. He found it. Nice free throw touch. So many times with a big guy, you don't see that kind of free throw touch. He's now made 5 out of 6 free throws. 21 points on the day. 15 in the first half, and I jinxed him.
You did.
Yeah, lo and behold. Yeah, nice pass from Moore to Seifried. He can't get the shot to drop. I like the way Moore took the ball down the floor, drew the defense, got the diagonal pass, just couldn't convert. Now a foul going to be called on the Paisal Birds. This one.
Oh,
I'm sorry, on Johnson. He'll pick up his second. Johnson picks up his second as Day goes to the free throw line. Gavin misses the first. He'll get the second. Gavin's dad grew up across the street from us.
Right across the street.
Good people, good basketball player. See if he can hit this free throw after I brag on him. Nope.
Should have had him in the backyard a little bit more.
There you go. There you go. Herb Street with a dribble, brings it down, setting up against the 2-3 zone. Cutter's going through. Nodal gets the ball on the post. Now to Sobel. Oh, I like that high-low action. That's one of my favorite. Oh, Sobel bumped into the Paisal Bird. Not enough there for a foul. They'll let it go. He's facing a double team now. Oh, good step through. Moore now stops and pops from 12, and it's good.
Very nice.
Addis Moore with his first two of the night to go along with a three. He has 5, and the Paisal Birds trail by 17.
Day didn't panic in the trap. Got it to Moore. He attacked in the lane, pulled up, hit the shot, a little rectangle.
Just kind of split the defenders and went right through, and that's not easy to do. Ow, to the floor goes Nodal. His shot doesn't go. Now the other end, foul going to be called on Herbstreet as Evans going to pick up his first.
Now, I think Nodal got hit on that shot, but I think he went down like a punter. Those football coaches teach that guy, you get breathed on, go down like you got shot.
And the referee said, nah, a little bit too much acting.
Yeah.
You might get an Oscar for it, but you're not going to get a foul called. Paisal Birds will inbound as we approach the two-minute mark of quarter number three. 37-20 is our score. Charlie Darr, the new kid in the game for the Paisal Birds, he'll be working that point. Oh, Sobel with a little bit of push on Seifried, so he simply hits the ball off his leg and out of bounds. It'll be Paisal Birds' ball. We've gone just inside the two-minute mark here in quarter number three of game number five. 37-20, Nokomis with the commanding lead.
Sobel's done a great job of getting out and defending that corner on his side in the 1-2-2 zone.
Seifried that time hit it off of a defender and then stepped in bounds and got the pass himself. So he inbounded to himself. So if he shoots, will he get an assist? Nah, he's going to pass it off. Out to Salzman it goes between the circles. Now off to Moore. 1:40 we go here in the third quarter. Into the corner to Salzman. Salzman back up top to Moore. Moore's going to turn from the elbow and shoot. No good. Ball comes off deflected. Charlie Darr runs it down at midcourt. Gives it back to Addis Moore. Moore brings it up between the circles, then goes to Darr. Charlie goes down, and now the pass coming out is deflected and stolen, as that was Nick Masher with the steal. Into the corner it goes to Tosetti. Down to 1:15 and counting to Sobel. Shots up and good. Nice soft touch there. Salzman going to get called for the foul, and he's looking back like, I didn't get my money's worth out of that one.
You have to hit him a lot harder to actually have any kind of an effect on him. Sobel does a good job there. Has another opportunity for a three-point play.
Setting with 23 points on the afternoon. Couple of dribbles. Bends those knees. Eyes it, tries it, and buys it.
And he's back on the ball on the point of the press. And he's trapping.
You know, that's one thing about Nokomis. They don't go that deep on the bench. Oh, got the ball ahead. Getting it off. On the run to, I'm not sure who that was.
That was number 12.
I don't have 12 in my book. Okay. Check out and see who it is. Stop.
Now, one of the things talking about Sobel's athleticism, getting out there and covering the corner, being up at the point of the press. One of the ways we attacked the Nakoma zones a lot of times, they always had a big guy. Coach Kimbrough's never had anybody, you know, a team that didn't have a 6'8 guy out there, it felt like to me anyway. And most of the time he had two of them and another 6'5 guy to go with them. But we'd always try to pick out the guy we thought was the slower covering that corner, and usually it was the biggest guy. And then we would try to get our shooter to that corner and get the open three-point shot. But Sobel does a great job of getting out there and covering that corner.
And the shot is good, and it is up and good by number 12.
It'd help if Brant wasn't looking at the Rochester lineup over there.
You got the Rochester lineup there? You got the Southwestern lineup there. He doesn't have it either. So with 10 seconds to go, it's 40-25 in favor of Nokomis. Pass over to Tosetti in the far corner for three. Bottom of the net. Tosetti with his second tray of the quarter. Give him 6 points. Makes it 43-25. Nokomis with the lead as we come to the end of the third quarter. Nokomis over Southwestern. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Fourth quarter action starting. The shot's up, and the shot's good.
Tosetti, once again, he's got three now this half.
He finished off the third quarter with a three, and he starts off the fourth quarter with a three. Three threes on the day for Tosetti. Give him 9 points. Make it 46-25, excuse me, as coming in with the ball is Charlie Darr off to Seifried. Seifried down to roll over on the corner. Now back up to Salzman for a three. It won't go. Sobel comes up with a rebound. And away go the Nokomis Redskins. Back up top, it'll go. Now down to the corner to Tosetti. He'll swing it around to Masher, who gives it off to Tosetti, who come out between the circles and reset a 1-4 offense. On the wing, it'll go to Masher. Masher looks to go inside to Sobel, off the glass, and good.
He got hit, but didn't faze him whatsoever.
What was that? A flea hit me?
Yeah.
2 points in the quarter, 26 points of the night for Carter Sobel. Down it goes into the corner to Rawl. Rawl shots off the iron, no good. Sobel comes up with the rebound with three Paisaw Birds around him. Oh, be careful there. Let's see. Charlie Darr has the ball and the leg of Carter Sobel, and now he gets helped up by Jake Johnson. And it is Seifried, who's kind of hobbling as he comes up off the pie. He's telling Coach, I'm okay, but he's kind of walking like me with a hitch and he's giddy up there.
I guess I walk like that all the time. I didn't notice anything.
All right, the Paisaw Birds will get the ball as we have 6:31 to go in this one, 48-25. First time we've gotten to the fourth quarter, I believe, today without having a running clock. Inbounds pass comes into Gavin Day. Day bounces it off of Sobel. It'll still be green ball. Paisaw Birds decked out in those green uniforms with the white numerals and the gold and white trim. The Redskins in their white uniforms with the black numerals and the red and black trim. Into Rawl goes the inbounds pass. He'll look to find Day to the basket. Day has the pass deflected. It'll go out of bounds and it'll still be green ball.
That was one of the other things we talked about, drawing the big guy out. If you get Sobel to come out and guard the corner, you got a better chance of making that entry pass and scoring inside with the 6'8 guy out guarding the three-point line.
Yeah, the tall timber's out in the corner, and that's where you want it, if possible. Now they go into Moore, and Moore tries to scoop the shot up. He had Sobel on one side. He had Herbstreith on the other, and the foul's going to be called against 35. It'll go against Carter Sobel, and that will be his second. Inbounding for the Paisaw Birds will be Aaron Frost. See, he wants to get the ball into Moore. Nobody's open. Now he's trying to find Day. It goes right through his legs, but Moore's able to recover it. Moore picks up his dribble, and Coach Darr sees he's in trouble, so he'll call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick timeout. Be back after this one message. You're listening to WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker Sr. alongside Gary Boker Jr. On the other side, Brant Alexander Boker. We're watching the Nokomis Redskins have their way with the Paisaw Birds. 6:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. 48-25 is the Redskin lead. Faisal Bird's going to inbound. Oh, I thought Sean Watson was going to take the ball out there for a second. Now, he and Carter Sobel.
I was going to say, we get him out there, we get Carter Sobel.
Might be a matchup. Faisal Bird's get the ball in as it comes into Lane Gage, and he is immediately fouled. We'll call that foul on Herb Street. On Evan, that'll be his second foul. Only the fifth team foul. So it'll be Paisaw Bird ball. They'll throw it into the backcourt. Addis Moore being guarded by Tossetti. Dribbles left, then right. I tell you what, that's a good matchup with those two guys. Now going to the basket. Moore's going to put the shot up. Sobel's going to get called for the foul.
Good job of handling the pressure there and taking it to the basket, drawing the foul. Now, we were talking before the game, Coach Kimbrough, Coach Dar and I, that we think this is the first time Nokomis and Southwestern have matched up since 1984.
Well, I remember one time that the two of them matched up as Addis Moore misses his first free throw. And the reason I'll never forget it, the Paisaw Birds at home had a 15-point lead going into the fourth quarter. And Nokomis came back and won that game. I'm not going to say I was coaching them, but I wasn't. But anyway, that was one of those lessons that taught me no lead is secure against a team like the Redskins because their defense can create turnovers, they convert off of those, they can make up a 15-point deficit in less than 8 minutes. Tossetti with a baseline jumper. No, he's going to drive to the lane and jump, shoot, and get fouled. Foul's going to go on number 12, and that will be Keegan Rowell picking up his first. Alex Tossetti to the free throw line for the first time tonight, looking for his 10th point of the game. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. Tossetti with 10. Redskins now 4 for 5 in the free throw line. Make it 4 for 6 as he misses that one. But how in the world? Sobel comes in, gets the rebound position, and it gets the putback. So instead of getting the free throw, you get 2 points on the putback. Sobel doing it again with an offensive rebound. Carter Moore with a skip pass over to the far side to Rowell. His three-point attempt up and over the backboard. It'll go out of bounds at 5:22 to go, 51-26. It's a 25-point lead for the Nokomis Redskins, who look to go to 3-5 on the season. Next up for the Redskins, they're going to be heading over to your place playing the Paint of Panthers Tuesday night. WSMI will be there for the broadcast. Are you busy?
I'm hoping I'll be there.
All right, there you go. So it will be the Panthers and the Redskins renewing their rivalry next Tuesday night at Paina High School. Inside, the ball will go as it's up to Johnson. His shot won't go. Sobel has somebody hanging on his arm. I'll tell you what, you talk about a guy who's emotionless. The guy had hold of his arm as he went up for the shot. No reaction, just, okay, let's play on. You know what that comes from, playing with older brothers.
Yep.
He's used to that. Now he'll shoot up off the glass. This one won't go, but he'll go to the free throw line and shoot a pair.
Yeah, I don't think his older brother would give him that call either.
No. The foul goes on 25. Kyler Seifried, who will pick up his first. Sobel back to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Only the third time tonight that he's missed a free throw. Maybe he's starting to get worn out. Second free throw also no good. The Paisaw Birds come away with a rebound. As Moore, head of the key, goes up for three. As the ball is out of bounds, it'll be off of Nokomis. It'll be Southwestern ball. Shots up and no good. And the Redskins come away with a rebound. sometimes when you look at the program, you can get those numbers and get those names straight. I wasn't planning on some of these guys getting in the game, but they're getting in. Carson Cooley in the game for the Paisaw Birds now. Tosetti with a pass over to Herbstreet. Skip pass back to Tosetti. Off the glass. Oh, he thought about it. Thought about it, but decided not to try to dunk it there. Didn't quite elevate enough. He has 6 points in the quarter, 12 points in the game, 53-26, 27-point lead for the Redskins. Oh, nice pass to Cooley heading to the baseline. He couldn't get the shot to drop. Back the other way goes to Setti, to Herbstreet over on the wing. Herbstreet baseline, back up top to Tosetti for three. Little short. Sobel comes up with a rebound. No, he taps it away. But nonetheless, the Seth Johnson controls it for the Redskins. And now Moore, he thought he climbed the tree without a foul, but Addis is going to pick up his second. And Sobel is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two more.
Well, that was one of those examples, as you said, that Sobel been dominating the boards in there on the offensive boards. Couldn't get that one, but he tips it, and his own teammate comes away with it. So just keeping the ball alive, keeping it active. McComas comes up with another offensive rebound.
We're going to have to do some reconstructuring here because he's having problems. He's missed three free throws in a row and four out of his last five.
Well, that's that radio announcer jinx. You were talking about what a soft touch he had.
He'll try it again and hit the back iron again.
Coach Metzger's sake, I hope you jinx him again Tuesday night.
Moore with the ball. Paisaw Birds trailing 53-26. It's a 27-point deficit as the pass is deflected and stolen away. Turnover number 10 on the Paisaw Birds. Oh, nice body control there. Shot won't go, but guess who? Mr. Sobel comes in to be the garbage man. Clean it up. Offensive rebound, put back. Never came down. Just went up, got ball, deposited it in the rim. Moore now giving the ball off to Cooley. Cooley is fouled as it's going to be a pushing call against the Redskins.
Well, that time, Nokomis backs the press off. And then when you get across half court, they're just going to clamp it down.
Right when you think, oh, they're not going to trap us so hard this time, then all of a sudden, bang, they're there. Carson Cooley to the free throw line to shoot the one and. First one goes in, he'll get the second one. Cooley takes a few dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. Oh, maybe Sobel needs to take some lessons from Cooley on how to shoot free throws. In any event, we're inside 250 now. 55-28. It's a 27-point lead for the Redskins. They pop a three here. We'll have our fifth running clock of the day. Instead, Sobel from the elbow off the iron. No good. Tosetti, oh, nice rebound and put back. Tosetti looked like he was on a trampoline there, didn't he?
Just kept that one high, came down, bounced right back up, put it in.
Makes a 57-28 in favor of the Redskins. Shookman with the ball down in the corner to Cooley. Cooley's going to be fouled and then helped up as that's going to be on Seth Johnson. For Seth, that's going to be his second foul. It'll send Carson Cooley to the free throw line once again.
Cooley was 2 for 2 last time. We'll see if he can do it again.
Masher into the lineup for Johnson. Cooley.
Got it.
Dead eye. So I don't know why you guys think it's so difficult to shoot these free throws.
You talking to your grandson on the other side there?
As Keegan Rawl comes back into the lineup. Oh. And there you jinxed him.
Yeah.
So Cooley misses the free throw. He's 3 for 4. He has 3 points at 57-28. Or excuse me, 29. A 28-point lead for the Redskins. Whoa, long pass. Tosetti chased that down the corner. I don't know how he got to that. Whoa, pass threading the needle to Sobel. Sobel's shot goes, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Another power move by the power man. Foul goes on 21, Aaron Frost. That will be his first. And now with Sobel making that basket, we will have a running clock as he will go to the free throw line to shoot one. Ty Nodal comes into the ball game for the Redskins, as well as Landon Engelman. As Sobel's free throw is good, that breaks a string of four misses in a row. And now Elijah Allman in the lineup, as the Paisaw Birds will bring the ball down with 1:05 to go. 60-29, pass, an errant one. Turnover number 11 on SWHS. Give the ball back to the Redskins. Engelman brings it down on the dribble. Gives it over to Nodal. Nodal goes down in the corner. He'll give it off to Bertolino. Cooper baseline shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Going to be last touch by the Paisaw Birds. It'll be Southwestern ball, as Charlie Darr comes into the ball game and Salzman will come out of the game. Down to 35 seconds and counting, as Engelman will trigger it in. Engelman will give the ball in over in the corner to Nodal. His shot comes up short. They'll fight for the rebound. There's bodies all over the place. Ball almost goes out of bounds. Instead, it's recovered and a putback by Jake Johnson. As Johnson picks up the bucket, gives him four. We head down to the final 15 seconds, 62-29. Nokomis going to pick up the win. Nokomis going to go to 3-5 on the season. Shots up and no good for the Paisaw Birds, Aaron Frost, and that's the way this one's going to end, as the Nokomis Redskins will take a 62-29 lead over the Paisaw Birds. That is the final score, Nokomis 62, Southwestern 29. We'll be back to recap after these messages on WSMI.